My first week impression is that it is just drop-dead beautiful. It is more than I expected. After 6 months of anticipation, having been in the room when Steve Jobs announced this product and just, you know, been waiting on pins and needles to see, would it be as good as we thought it would be? Would the hype really be as good as the hope? And it's better. It's actually better than I had thought it would be. Because I've been on the cutting edge on a number of different products and been disappointed when I got them. I have not been disappointed with the iPhone.
Now, you're something of an Uber Mac user. Do you think you can be objective about this thing?
Yes, because there are things that it should do that it doesn't. Now, having said that, yes, I've been using Apple products since 1979, and I've seen Apple make some huge mistakes and some huge successes.
Would you say that there have been any disappointments, things that fell short of your expectations or hopes?
I think that there were. It's been difficult to put it into the right terminology because it's a difference between what more you'd like to have and whether it really fell short of what it should have been. For example, I wish that they would have done much more with Wi-Fi. It is wonderful that I can log on to my airport in my house and to be able to have high-speed email and YouTube and access to the web and that sort of thing. But why won't they let me synchronize all of my contacts and everything by Wi-Fi? Why do I have to plug in a cable again? And why can't I do other things with Wi-Fi, like move documents to one of my computers, the server computer or the host computer or others? You know, it seems that it fell short of its potential. On the other hand, some would say, and I suspect that there's some merit to the belief that what they did was to not give us all of the features, but to give us some features and then add on to those things as they become perfected over time. Because it's been very true, in my observation, that Apple often waits until it's done, until their product really has been polished before they release it. Whereas with Microsoft, they often release it and they'll let the users polish it and give feedback in order to update it.
Have there been any unexpected pleasant surprises for you? Now, I know you watched this for 6 months. Now that you've had it for a week, were there things that you stumbled across and said, oh my goodness, this is cool?
Simple things. One of the simple things was setting the timer for the alarm. And it seems strange because you're just putting in numbers, right? But it has this rolling action that you see throughout the interface that allows you to stroke from one picture to another to almost have like a wheel selector for your numbers, so that, you know, with many interfaces, you click on an arrow or you enter a number. Here, you sort of roll this wheel as though it's the Wheel of Fortune. And it has a certain delight to it, a certain whimsy. And it's not just a device. It's an experience. It's feeling. And maybe the feeling is the thing that is most captivating about all of this. It gives it a whole different aura, unlike any phone I've had before, unlike the Clio that I so loved from Sony that I had before. This one really has a personality.
Well, it's something of a cliche to say, well, you really have to experience this to fully appreciate it, but it sounds like kind of where you are with that.
It is one thing to talk about it, and I've intellectually exchanged a lot of information with various people, but then to have them sit down, put it in their hand, and have them go, oh, wow. It is like the first introductory Mac experience. When the Mac first came out or major upgrades come out, it's that oh, wow feature that is the excitement, the energy, the enthusiasm, the real feeling that you get about the thrill of a new device. and then to have it actually do work for you too. It's just so cool to be able to not only enjoy it, but to actually be productive and enjoy it.
Have you do you have some specific encounters, maybe with friends or coworkers, that come to mind in this last week? Where, I mean, I have to believe you've been doing a lot of demos with friends.
Been doing many demos with friends, and have had some delightful times with folks at other telephone stores. I won't mention any by name, but to be able to say that sitting down with them and going, I don't want to use my own phone anymore.
Well, wait a minute. Why would somebody at a competing provider let you in the door with one of those?
Curiosity. There is this innate curiosity out there that maybe it's just a result of all the hype, but they want to see it. They want to feel it. They want to say, is it really the same as what all those advertisements were? And I sort of believe that if you're from a competing telephone service and you can't use this device on, say, Verizon or Sprint or one of the others, then you want to see what the competition's doing. What do you so you can say, well, your device will do this and the iPhone won't. For example, my 8525 can edit documents in Word and Excel, and all you can do is look at them. But what I can do is with two fingers zoom in on particular parts where others are still trying to squint and see what they've got on the screen.
Have you had any conversions? I mean, there's no shortage of sort of naysayers out there, but have you run into somebody who said, well, it's not as good as my Trio, and you said, we'll play with this for a couple of minutes, and then have them sort of turn around, maybe 180?
Yes. I probably shouldn't mention their names.
Don't mention names.
No, I've... but yes, I've had several people who have smartphones, you know, high-end phones that are either things like the Blackjack or the Black. What am I trying to say?
Well, there's a whole range of those really sort of super high-end smartphones.
And one person that did have a Blackjack took one look at it, and Blackjack is a very good phone from Samsung. And he said, what you can do in one or two touches takes me five or six button presses to get there. And it's just so intuitive. You know, it's just straightforward, and it's you could almost call it easy. And it's not that the iPhone is doing more than what that Blackjack is, but it's doing it in a different way that is a lot easier to do, a lot more intuitive. Comes to you don't have to read the book, for example. And so many other phones kind of have to puzzle your way through. Now, that's not to say that I haven't had some trouble in transitioning. For example, with my email, it did automatically synchronize over from my laptop to my iPhone. No problem whatsoever. No-brainer. I received all of my email, no problem whatsoever. When I went to try to send, I started running into some problems. And it took a while and some help from my good friend George in order to puzzle our way through what were small idiosyncrasies that had to be adjusted. So we did have some problems there. Not that couldn't be overcome, but they were tweaking.
Now, I'm one of these people that bought my first Mac after having an iPod for a while, and there's been some talk of this halo effect here again, that as people who buy the iPhone and come to like or love that, that the Apple folks might see that bringing more people to that computing platform. Any thoughts on that?
I saw that starting a week ago, standing in line with a number of young people, all of whom were PC users. And I started asking them the question while I was standing there for several hours about, had they considered the Mac? And one would say, well, I've got an iPod, but that doesn't really convince me I need a Mac. And then another was saying, well, I've been looking on the Internet and studying the interface, and if the Mac is as easy to use as it looks like the iPhone is going to be, then I'm going to look at it real seriously. And they were looking at, for example, Safari, which is a browser for the Internet. And they said, if it's that simple, and I said, well, quite honestly, it is every bit as simple and every bit as powerful as things in the PC world. And and particularly when they knew that now with Intel Max, that you can run PC and or Mac, either or at the same time if you want to on a Mac platform.
I'm going to stop you now because you're starting to get in that evangelical mode. And I have one final question for you.
Yes, sir.
Now that you've had this for a week, can you give us any sense of who should buy an iPhone and who should not buy an iPhone?
I think anyone who has a track phone would not be interested in iPhone. It's too much stuff. As my wife said, she probably would not get an iPhone yet because there's too many buttons. And there still are a lot of buttons. But if, on the other hand, you've been looking for an easier way to use a phone and use many of the features like text messaging and integrating with music and integrating with pictures, then this would be a good phone. And for a high-tech person, there's no question this is the phone for them. I recently sat down with someone in the department I work in who wanted to look at this, and he said, my God, the quality of workmanship, just the feel of the device feels so good. He said, I just got to buy a brand new BlackBerry. And he said, it feels so plastic. He said, the sides give. It the weight doesn't feel right. He said, you just put one in one hand, one in the other, and the iPhone just has a feel of quality. The smooth edges, not the sharpness of the BlackBerry, etc. So that'd be my last observation. It's just, once again, back to the feel.